Hi, this is Daniel Garb of Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Any given movie can be placed somewhere between truth and fiction. It just depends on how close a fictionalization sticks to the true story. But when actors play themselves, it tends to shift closer to the truth side. This week, I'm looking at three great new movies that deal in dramatizations, semi-autobiographies, and fictionalizations. There's a group of actors in a maximum security prison, some Irish rappers in Belfast, and a Taiwanese-American adolescent in the Bay Area. Didi, written and directed by Sean Wong. Chris, played by Isaac Wong, is a preteen schoolboy in Fremont, California, in the Bay Area. He lives with his mom, played by Joan Chun, his big sister Vivian, played by Shirley Chun, and his elderly grandmother Nai Nai, played by Zhang Li Hua. Missing from this picture is his dad, who supports the family from his job in their native Taiwan, but whom they rarely see in person. Home life is fractious at best. Chris is waging a long war with Vivian, and their practical jokes are getting increasingly extreme. Nai Nai feels isolated and takes out her anger on his mom, while she just tries to keep the family from falling apart. At school and in the streets, Chris's best bro is Fahad, played by Raul Deal, who hangs with the rest of their crew. They're all Asian, American, Filipino, Korean, Indian, but no one else is Taiwanese. He goes to his first house parties and decides to meet a girl. He has a crush on Maddie, played by Mahela Park, but doesn't know what to do once they meet. And this is a seminal year. Vivian is heading off to college, and Nai Nai is rapidly aging. His mom pressures him to take tutoring with her friend's kids, but he can't stand that group. When his first try at dating ends up in a fiasco, he feels betrayed by his usual crew. So he goes out to make new, cooler friends. He approaches three skaters at a skate park and proposes to shoot their videos. He doesn't know the first thing about it, but at least he has some new friends to hang with. He reinvents himself and hides his ethnicity. "I'm half," he says. But as his anger, frustrations, insecurities, and self-doubt build up, and his whole life feels uncertain, he doesn't know which way to turn. Can Chris survive the unbearable pressures of adolescence? Didi, the title means younger brother in Chinese, is a semi-autobiographical coming-of-age story about Sean Wong's own life growing up in Fremont in 2008. Feels honest and real, full of the angst and heartbreak of youth. It's full of MySpace and early texting, his computer screens filled with nihilistic accidents and explosions. Something about this movie really hit me. Yeah, it's a coming-of-age story with many of the expected scenes, but without any of the usual cliches. The acting is all around great. And for first feature, this one's a real accomplishment. I quite like this one. Sing Sing, directed by Greg Quedar. It's Sing Sing, the infamous maximum security prison 30 miles up the river from New York City. Divine G, played by Coleman Domingo, is a longtime prisoner there, known for his acting and oratory skills, as well as his kind and giving nature. He's also a star of the plays they put on at the prison. And they're looking for new participants, like Clarence Divine Eye Macklin, played by himself. Macklin shakes down people in the yard and always displays a tough gangsta image, but Divine G recognizes his talent and encourages him to join up. And at the same time he's working on the play, he also helps other prisoners appeal for parole or pardons. He himself was wrongfully committed, but has had less luck than the people he helps. Now, prisoners don't just act act there. They also direct, come up with the story, do the costumes, and the production work as well. But despite his efforts to help him, Macklin brushes him off and puts down the acting exercises. This year's play is made up of a fantastical amalgam of concepts. Pirates, aliens, ancient Egyptians, and Shakespeare's Hamlet, to name just a few. But obstacles threaten the whole production. Will Divine Eye learn to get along with Divine G? And can this experimental play work? Sing Sing is a wonderfully revealing and well-acted drama about people putting on a show while incarcerated. It tells sequentially all the stages of putting on a play. The auditions, exercises, read-throughs, dress rehearsals, and of course the show itself. Some of the main characters are played by accomplished actors like the wonderful Coleman Domingo and Paul Ratchey as the director. But co-star Clarence Divine Eye Macklin plays himself. The film is based on his own story. Other formerly incarcerated performers play themselves or other prisoners who are no longer there. More than that, it fleshes out the true stories of the characters they play. Some of the actors, huge bruisers with facial tattoos, let's just say if you ran into one of them in a dark alley, you'd probably scream and run away, but they're actually nice, creative, intelligent guys who just needed something like this. Rehabilitation Through the Arts, RTA, is a highly successful program that gives meaning and purpose to the lives of prisoners. Within 3 years of being released from prison in New York State, 43% are back behind bars. But for participants in RTA, the 3-year recidivism rate is less than 3%. This shows you how important it is. So, and despite the desolate, horrific, and overcrowded conditions, this drama will also make you feel good about the world again. Kneecap, co-written and directed by Rich Pepiat, and also co-written by Moglai Bapp and Mo Hara. JJ teaches music and the Irish language to bored students at a public school in West Belfast. He also speaks Irish at home with his girlfriend. So they're interrupted in bed one night by a phone call asking her to translate at the police station. She doesn't want to go, so JJ goes in her stead. The suspect is Liam, a lad in trackies arrested at a rave in the woods who claims to speak only Irish, no English. The detective wants JJ to help with the interrogation. She's also curious about Liam's notebook filled with scrawled poems. What did he write there? Thing is, speaking Irish has a political dimension too. It's been an act of rebellion since long before independence from the British. And remember, this is Northern Ireland. So JJ stealthily sides with Liam, pocketing the book while Liam distracts the detective. JJ loves the rhymes and wants Liam to rap them in Irish to hip-hop beats he supplies, something never done before. Liam says, never without Nisha, his best pal and business partner. They're childhood friends since Nisha's IRA dad taught them to speak Irish before he went underground. Now they're not just besties, they're the main local dealers in drugs and hallucinogens. They agree to make a go of it and come up with a name, Kneecap. Kneecapping was a form of torture and punishment during the Troubles. Nisha calls himself Moglai Bapp, Liam's handle is Mo Hara, and JJ is DJ Provi. Please excuse my mispronounced Irish, I don't know how to say it. But he has to hide his face behind an Irish flag striped balaclava or risk losing his job. Their first gig is at a local pub before a handful of old Republican geezers, but word spreads and soon enough, kids everywhere are copying their rhymes to JJ's backbeats. But not everyone loves them. The police detective is watching them closely with veiled threats. a vigilante group, RRAD, that's Radical Republicans Against Drugs, threatened physical violence in punishment for snorting coke on stage. Nisha's dad says their performance jeopardizes the cause. And even Liam's clandestine girlfriend, Georgia, a Protestant no less, hurls abuse at him as they have passionate sex in her bedroom. Will this Irish rap trio become famous, or will they die trying? Kneecap is a fast-moving musical and a sex and drug-filled romp with a large dose of Irish Republican politics. This hilariously fictionized biopic of the hip-hop trio shows the nitty-gritty of their sketchy lives. Surprisingly, the three chose to play themselves, and even more surprising, they can actually act. They're good. The rest of the cast are professional actors, including Josie Walker as the cop, Jessica Reynolds as Georgia, Liam's sex friend. Jerry Adams plays himself, and Michael Fassbender, who was Bobby Sands in Steve McQueen's grueling movie Hunger, plays a similar character as Nisha's underground dad. The film is stylized in presentation with lots of cute animated details worked into the live action, plus occasional drug-filled fantasies using claymation. Even the violence, be it from guns or police clubs, is fantasy-like, not gruesome. Most of the dialogue and the rap is in Irish with subtitles, or Irish or Gaelic with subtitles, a once nearly dead language having a modern renaissance. Now, I don't speak the language, but still, many of the Irish actors sounded like absolute beginners, sounding out the words. But at least the three mains, the trio, were speaking like it's their native tongue, which is quite remarkable. I found Kneecap a lot of fun. Dee Dee, Sing Sing, and Kneecap all open in Toronto at the TIFF Lightbox this weekend. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.